USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. The Department of Justice has unsealed a federal indictment of former President Trump, alleging that when he left the White House, boxes of classified documents that he was no longer authorized to keep were taken to his Florida residence. The indictment says that included intel on U.S. nuclear programs and defense and weapons capabilities. Special Counsel Jack Smith said violating laws that protect our national defense puts the country at risk.
Our laws that protect national defense information are critical to the safety and security of the United States, and they must be enforced.
Prosecutors unsealed a 37-count indictment yesterday accusing him of lying and misleading federal investigators. Meanwhile, Trump is reacting to the news.
The former president expressing his outrage on Truth Social, writing in all caps, "I am an innocent man. The Biden administration is totally corrupt. This is election interference and a continuation of the greatest witch hunt of all time."
That's Laura Winters reporting. Air quality levels in the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic are improving ever so slightly. A wind shift this weekend is expected to disperse the remaining haze. Smoke from the Canadian wildfires drifting down through the U.S. has impacted millions, with air quality alerts still in place in six states. The U.S. Department of Defense has promised an additional $2.1 billion in security assistance for Ukraine. The package includes air defense and ammunition capabilities and comes as Kyiv begins a counteroffensive against the invading Russian troops. The U.S. has committed $40 billion in security assistance for Ukraine since Russia's invasion in February of last year. Nine people were injured in a shooting last night in San Francisco's Mission District. Police say it happened at some sort of block party, and the victims appeared to have been targeted. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Americans' view of the overall state of moral values in the country is at its lowest in over 2 years, according to a Gallup poll. 74% of Republicans and 38% of Democrats who answered say the state of moral values in the U.S. is poor. Four indigenous children who went missing over a month ago after their plane crash in the Amazon rainforest have been found alive.
Colombia's President Gustavo Petro tweeted the news on Friday and shared the photos of the children with the rescue teams. The children, ages 13, 9, 4, and an infant, were the only survivors of a plane that crashed in the Colombian jungle on May 1st, killing three people, including their mother. I'm Jim Forbes.
Researchers say a common drug used to treat diabetes has the power to prevent long COVID.
A recent study led by researchers at the University of Minnesota found that metformin lowers the risk of getting long COVID. The study revealed that overweight or obese people between the ages of 30 and 85 who had COVID were about 40% less likely to develop long COVID if they took the drug. Participants who received metformin were compared to participants who were given a placebo. The principal investigator said the drug is inexpensive, safe, and widely available, so this discovery could have significant public health implications. I'm Lisa Taylor.
The Denver Nuggets are one win away from their first NBA title, beating Miami in Game 4 of the NBA Finals, 108-95 last night. Game 5 is Monday night in Denver. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.